Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 19th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw a positive one for the commodity indices, with crude leading the way to the upside, up over 2%. We saw gold up notably as well. As far as the remainder of the indices we follow on the video, we saw pretty much negative action, with the Russell 2000 leading the way to the downside, down over 2%. EFA and EEM down each over 1.5% there, and the S&P sitting down about 1%, just a little over 1% there. So looking at the chart of gold this morning, didn't see too much change on the chart of crude oil, but looking at the chart of gold this morning, we see a boost up above that 1950 level, again testing that bearish resistance line here. From here, it would take a move above 1960 to shift it back into a positive trend. So that's price level we'll monitor there. With yesterday's action, we did see the S&P reverse back into a column of O's here at 4320, still maintaining that buy signal there. Take a move to 4300 to move it to a sell signal, potentially initiating a shakeout pattern there, and also sitting just one box above the bullish support line there at 4280. So we'll keep an eye on some of that near-term action if we see some downside action with Thursday's trading here. As far as further downside action, we did see the Russell 2000 reverse back into a column of O's here at 17.30. And interestingly enough, setting up a potential triangle formation here. A move to 17.10 would actually complete a bearish triangle and be a third consecutive sell signal for the stock and test its recent low, or index here, pardon me, and test its recent low. This is really kind of that intermediate term support that dates back to October of last year that we've been really keeping an eye on here. So really interesting to see this triangle formation forming at these levels. And obviously, if we see a break 1710 there, still testing that support, if we're able to see a rally a move above 1780, would actually complete a bullish triangle pattern and would be a interesting it'd be interesting to see where the index would go from here. Is there some near-term resistance there at 1800? As far as earnings go this morning, we did see positive results out of Netflix yesterday afternoon. Currently, the stock's trading up at 396. That will actually return it to a buy signal, breaking a double top there at 392, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern as it's going to rally just shy of that 396 box there. We'll keep an eye on that, see if it's able to move above that with today's action. Potentially may see some additional of some attributes, but keep an eye on those RS charts, as that's where they may potentially come from, as the stock's up about 14% currently as a pre-market trading in the recording right now. From here, it would take a move above 1424 or 424, sorry about that, in order to shift it back into a positive trend. So may keep an eye on those RS attributes for Netflix. Taiwan Semiconductor also having positive results, currently trading about 93, testing this bearish resistance line here. Move above 94 would be a second consecutive buy signal and also shift that trend back to positive for TSM and possibly improving it up to a 3 for 5 or there on its attribute. Tesla also reporting yesterday afternoon and is currently trading down about 6%, almost 7%, sitting here at the mid 220 level, testing this bullish support line here at 224. A move to 220 would violate that, and we would be keeping an eye on that August low here at 216 as the next line of support there, and then further down at the bottom of the trading band for 196. So we keep an eye on Tesla today, see if it's able to maybe hang on to support here in the mid 220s. If it is, that would only just be a second consecutive sell signal for it, and if it's able to hold that support and above 216, may signal that at least intermediate term there's some pretty notable support there and buyers are stepping in at that level. So keep an eye out for Tesla and its trading action today. Las Vegas Sands actually having positive results, being helped out with some boost over in Macau. It's been a stock that, along with a lot of the gaming stocks, has seen quite a bit of negative action over the past couple of months, has moved back into a negative trend. Really was a 5 for 5 or not all that long ago. If we look back 2 months ago, LVS was up there among the higher attribute names, has obviously dropped straight down on a column of those here since the middle of August, currently sits at 44 on its point and figure chart, trading up this morning up about a little over 5%. So sitting at just shy of this $47 mark, we'd need to see it move above that to shift it back into a column of X's. At that point, potentially near-term holders may look to step away or lighten up on the position Oregon, as it is down pretty significantly from where their holders may have bought in earlier this year. But obviously, depending on cost basis, can look from there. But potentially seeing a reversal back into X's for LVS there. And we'll continue to monitor for any additional changes we may see on charts as far as affected by earnings and report those over tomorrow in the report. But as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. I hope everyone has a nice day.